Welcome to The Savage Truth with Cicely Davis. I am your host, Cicely Davis.
Welcome back, Savages, to another episode of The Savage Truth with Cicely Davis. I am so excited to have you join me. Thank you so very much for making that decision. It's nice to have a crowd. It's nice to have someone to speak to. If you're new to the channel, good for you. Welcome to the channel. I enjoy having you. Please tell someone else about the show and come on back again next week. For those of you who have been loyal to the show, tuning in on a regular basis, you are the very reason that I do this. It makes it so enjoyable. I couldn't do it, wouldn't do it without you. Now, I have an ask for those of you returning and the new ones, and it is this: to please like, share, subscribe, and leave a positive review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. And let's talk about a movement. There is a movement, if you haven't heard, that's called Make America Hot Again. Yes, Make America Hot Again is the new movement that has some conservative sass, all right? It turns out conservatism isn't just for tax cuts and town halls anymore. Enter the Make America Hot Again socials, where liberty meets lipstick, and the only thing melting faster than the ice in your bourbon is the myth that all conservatives are 65, angry, and allergic to fun. Okay? These events are popping up in New York City, of all places, the belly of the progressive beast. And guess what? Young, attractive, freedom-fighting singles are showing up in droves. This is so great to hear. Apparently, God, country, and good hair is the new dating profile trifecta. Yes, conservatives are throwing parties that don't involve C-SPAN, potlucks, or Ron DeSantis in cowboy boots. Can you imagine what that looks like? People who actually look like they shower, right? People with normal colored hair, okay? The Make America Hot Again socials are bringing young, freedom-loving singles together in New York City, of all places, and it's triggering all the right people, okay? Because nothing terrifies the left more than attractive, confident young Americans who aren't apologizing for loving God, for loving guns, or the Constitution. Sorry, NPR. Turns out you can be patriotic and photogenic at the same time. Now, these events are doing what decades of political panels couldn't. They're making conservatism cool. Now, I'd like to thank myself for doing that a little bit. Okay. And instead of whining in safe places, these Gen Z conservatives are dressing up, speaking freely, dating people with common sense, and shocker, having a good time without checking someone's pronouns first. It's the dating pool where no one needs to pretend socialism is sexy. And you know what? The vibes are immaculate when nobody's trying to cancel each other over a MAGA hat. I can't imagine it. This is fantastic. I'm so excited. This is what happens when you combine values with vibes, okay? No one's screaming about climate reparations. No one's demanding you list your pronouns before you mingle. And everyone there knows what a woman is. Shocking. I know. These are people who believe in freedom of speech, the Second Amendment, and maybe even splitting the check. It's not a protest. It's not a march. It's a party. And unlike those on the left, no one's crying in the corner about capitalism while wearing $300 sneakers made by slave labor. And let's not ignore the media meltdown. The usual suspects are baffled. How can conservatives be attractive? How can they be young? How can they also be in New York? Because in their mind, anyone not chanting Marxist slogans at brunch must be stuck in a bunker somewhere in the Midwest. But here is the reality. The new generation of conservatives, they are bold, beautiful, attractive, well-dressed, culturally savvy, and not remotely interested in apologizing for loving their country and look good while they're doing it. Making Making America Hot Again isn't just about dating. It's about reclaiming the culture, the American culture. Okay. It's a rebellion against the drab, doom-filled realism of the left and a celebration of joy. The celebration of actually being happy and confident and celebrating common sense. These events are proving that what we've known all along. Freedom is magnetic. Tradition is timeless. And conservatism, it's downright attractive. So cheers to the new right, turning heads, taking names, and having a blast in doing so. Making America Hot Again isn't just a tagline. It's a cultural reset. It's the declaration that conservative values are just principled. They're also attractive. Traditionally, family values, personal responsibility, and free market ambition, suddenly that's the real aphrodisiac. The left spent years telling us conservatives were outdated and boring, and now we're hosting rooftop mixers while they cry on Reddit about the climate. Looks like freedom is back in style, folks. And yes, it is looking hot. Oh, that was fun. Now, we need to talk about DJ Daniel for a second, folks. Do you remember this kid?
Joining us in the gallery tonight is a young man who truly loves our police. His name is DJ Daniel. He is 13 years old, and he has always dreamed of becoming a police officer. But in 2018, DJ was diagnosed with brain cancer.
Yes, DJ Daniel's story is one of courage, strength, and profound patriotism. The kind that transcends politics and reminds us of the deeper values that hold this country together. He is a young boy battling brain cancer. Daniel has captured the hearts of thousands, including over 1,350 law enforcement agencies, and President Donald J. Trump, who personally swore him in as honorary officer. Now, as Daniel faces the devastating news of three new tumors, his fight continues. And just for his life, but as a living testament to the spirit of resilience that defines the American soul. What actually makes DJ Daniel so extraordinary is not only his bravery in the face of illness, but his unwavering admiration for law enforcement and service to others. At a time when police officers are under attack in the media and across our culture, Daniel has stood as a beacon of respect and honor, reminding us of the deep bond between community and those who protect it. President Trump saw that in Daniel, for sure. The goodness, the patriotism, the strength, the resilience, and rightly gave him the recognition he deserves. So as DJ enters another chapter in his battle, we lift him and his family up in prayer. His journey has already inspired a nation, unified people across political lines, and reminded us of what courage really, truly looks like. And we continue to stand with DJ, not just as conservatives or Americans, but as human beings moved by a young boy's unshakable hope and love for his country. May God bless and protect him every step of the way. And as you know, from time to time, I need to bring you local news. And we got Tim Walz, Elmer Fudd himself. Tim Walz is back at it again. And here he is in South Carolina speaking at a South Carolina Democrat event or something. I don't know. Play the video, Rick.
I'm getting called out on this because I called Donald Trump a wannabe dictator. It's because he is. It's because he is. Oh. the governor's being mean and the governor's speaking out on that. Well, maybe it's time for us to be a little meaner. Maybe it's time for us to be a little more fierce.
Oh. How bold of Tim Walz, the same governor who locked down small businesses, catered to rioters, and couldn't manage a peaceful city block, is now giving pep talks on how to be a little meaner. Apparently, calling conservatives racist, misogynist, tearing down statues, silencing dissent, and labeling parents as extremists wasn't mean enough. Now the plan is to bully Donald Trump, because clearly that's gone so well for him in the past. Nothing screams political genius like trying to out-tough a guy who's made a career of turning Democrat meltdowns into campaign fuel. It's almost adorable. I mean, it's almost cute how Democrats keep misreading the room. I mean, how do they do this consistently? They think being mean will finally take Trump down, as if the man hasn't been through two impeachments, nonstop media attacks, and every investigation under the sun. Tim Walz calling Trump a bully is like a participation trophy winner accusing the heavyweight champ of being too aggressive in the ring. Trump doesn't fold under pressure. He thrives on it. If anything, Walz just gave Trump another talking point and a fresh meme folder. The truth is, Democrats like Walz don't know how to beat Trump on policy. They don't know how to beat him on results or leadership. And so now it's name calling and junior high lunchroom tactics. Be a little meaner. Are you kidding me? Great strategy, Tim Walz. Maybe next time you can push out custom pink hats and glittery protest signs. Try that. Meanwhile, we will be ever here focused on economy, the border, and fixing the chaos your party keeps cheering on. Bully Donald Trump. Are you kidding me? Bully Donald Trump. The very idea, the notion, even the thought, the inkling to bully Donald Trump is rich. And by rich, I mean completely delusional. This is a man who's been the punching bag for the media, the political elite, Hollywood, and even some within his own party. And he just keeps winning. Trump's built for a fight. He doesn't flinch. He doesn't whimper. And he certainly doesn't lose sleep over what Tim, I can't control Minneapolis Walz, has to say. You think a guy who stared down the FBI, CNN, and a globalist cabal is going to get rattled by a few cranky Democrats trying to act tough? Please. Trump eats that kind of bullying for breakfast. And he doesn't even need ketchup. What the left still doesn't understand is that Trump doesn't crumble under attacks. He gains power from them. Every insult, every smear, every campaign, every desperate attempt to take him down only hardens his base and widens his lead. Okay? They're not bullying him. They're bullying his brand. It's political jiu-jitsu, and Trump's a black belt. So go ahead, Tim. Round up your mean girls. Toss on your toughest scowls and try to bully the man who made Rosie O'Donnell a national punchline. Just don't be surprised when the crowds start chanting Trump 2028 louder than ever before. Trying to bully Donald Trump is like trying to outyell a foghorn in a hurricane. Good luck, sweetheart. This is a man who's been hit with indictments, witch hunts, media hit probes, and global mockery, and he's still standing, tanned, tailored, and trending. Trump doesn't fold under pressure. He steamrolls it in gold-plated heels. The very idea that Tim Walz, the governor who needs a National Guard for Target, thinks he and his party can bully Trump is laughable, to say the least. Trump's been roasted by the best, survived it all, and still walks and rallies like a rock star. You don't bully the bulldozer, Tim. You just end up a part of the pavement. And that is a savage truth. Now, instead of savage soldiers, I'm feeling inspired by this. So let's get some savage moments of Donald Trump. Please watch.
It's just awfully good that someone with the temperament of Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country.
Yeah. Because you'd be in jail.
Secretary Clinton.
That's up to him. What a stupid question that is. What a stupid question. But I watch you a lot. You ask a lot of stupid questions.
She's shocked that I picked her. Like in a state of shock.
I'm not thinking of
that. That's
President.
Okay. I know you're not thinking. You never do.
I'm sorry?
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Hillary accidentally bumped into me. And she very civilly said, pardon me.
Mr. President,
suggest that's design. You know what? That's
I
not an invasion.
Should, honestly. I think you should let me run the country, you run CNN, right. And if you did it well, your ratings would be
much
better. Let me
ask, if I may ask one other question, Mr. President, if I may ask one other question.
Since you're attacking us, can you give us a question? Mr. President-elect.
Go ahead.
Since you are attacking our news organization.
Not you.
Can you give us a chance?
Your organization.
You are attacking our news organization.
Your organization.
Can you give us a chance
Let's
to
go.
Ask a question, sir?
Go ahead.
Sir.
Quiet.
Quiet. Mr. President-elect.
Go ahead.
Can you say categorically?
She's asking a question. Don't be rude.
Mr. President-elect, can you give us a question?
Don't be
You're
rude.
Attacking us. Can you give us a question?
Don't be rude.
No,
I'm not going to give you a question. I'm not going to give you a question.
Can you stay categorically?
You are fake news.
Sir.
Go ahead.
Can you stay?
La France salue avec respect et gravité les morts des autres nations.
You've called women you don't like fat pigs, dogs, slobs, and disgusting animals. Your Twitter account
only
is
Rosie
several...
O'Donnell.
No, it wasn't. Your Twitter.
You know, last night, I called Hillary a nasty woman. But this stuff is all relative. After listening to Hillary rattle on and on and on, I don't think so badly of Rosie O'Donnell anymore. In fact, I'm actually starting to like Rosie a lot.
Oh, you don't bully that man. So please like, share, subscribe, and leave a positive review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. And remember, as always, like President Donald Trump, to be bold, be strong, be faithful, and be true. Until next time, I'm Cicely.
The Savage Truth with Cicely Davis is a production of Front Page Magazine and the David Horowitz Freedom Center. Reproduction of this podcast without express written consent is prohibited.